An Indonesian government delegation is in Finland, where it's preparing for talks with the exiled leadership of the Achenese separatist movement known as GAM. The two sides are looking for a solution to the 28-year-old conflict in Aceh, and the talks have been given extra impetus by last month's disastrous earthquake and tsunami. Few observers expect the road to peace to be smooth. Hopes are high that the meeting in Finland on Friday might be a first step in bringing peace after more than a quarter of a century of conflict in Aceh. Until last month, there was little hope of any resolution, but the devastating earthquake and tsunami has changed the political as well as the geographical landscape in Aceh. As many as 250,000 people died in Aceh in the disaster. The shared misery has given a window of opportunity for talks, and former Finnish President Martti Ahtisaari is to be involved in bringing the two sides together. The Indonesian government has indicated its seriousness by sending a delegation of three senior ministers, including the Coordinating Minister for Politics and Security, Admiral Widodo. However, observers say it won't be easy to bridge suspicions entrenched by 28 years of bitter conflict. Sydney Jones is the head of the Southeast Asia office of the International Crisis Group.
There's no downside for either party going to these talks. The question is there a willingness to go beyond getting to the talks?
Some 15,000 people have been killed in the conflict, many of them civilian victims of the army's attempts to crush the rebels. Aceh, the northernmost province on Sumatra Island, is rich in natural resources. The separatists say the government denies the Achenese a full share in the profits of those resources. The rebels, known by their Indonesian initials GAM, say they are willing to negotiate without conditions, and the government says it's willing to consider anything short of independence. Few observers doubt that it'll be difficult to find a mutually acceptable solution, but they say that today, after the earthquake, there is a better chance of peace than there has been for years. Tim Johnston, VOA News, Jakarta.